sound like the Slumdog Millionaire version of Ari Lennox.
She black as fuck.
Oh shit.
I think the beginning was just like backwards.
It's not bad though. I'll fuck with it.
I've done 10 times. I think I've done.
You've
decent.
Done alright.
Thank you.
Nothing wrong with wiping hoes.
As long as you can figure out how to turn it into a housewife. Hi, guys.
You wife hoes, you don't marry them.
What the fuck? Oh, that's fake marrying.
Yeah.
That's like, when she just get to walk, go around Las Vegas
law.
And say.
Yeah, you common law. Yeah, you don't legally. Nah, you dumbass.
I don't know. I don't feel like when you get to common law, you still wifey. Like, that's a wife. Like. You are husband. You're not bae, you're husband.
It ain't legal though.
So
I'm okay with having like yeah.
That's
if I fall in love with a hoe, like she'll be like the street ball version. But she'll never be like, yeah, you're never gonna be in the NBA, baby.
Amateur level.
That's it.
All right. She not a professional.
Nope.
Or she not a hoe professional. Hey,
we are here.
Yeah,
this is the season finale.
Because of
COVID, we don't know when the next season is going to be.
I don't know. Maybe it'll just be on Skype. I don't know. Anyway,
all right, we are here. Before we get into the show,
sure.
What did you think of it? As a whole, what did you think of the season finale?
And I'm just talking about the episode?
Yeah, just the episode. You wasn't with it?
No, because it was just like, damn, bitch, I didn't ask you this last week.
Yeah.
Didn't ask you what your fucking problem was. And we had to, like, really wait. And then, like, it was so, like, the, like, unveiling was so dramatic. Like, when niggas knew 2 weeks ago that she was pregnant.
I feel like I was thinking to myself while watching it, like, a lot of my predictions... like came to fruition very fast. I was pretty spot on. But I wasn't really feeling like the Love and Hip Hop version of Finding Waldo. But
who are we looking for?
They were looking
Who's
for
Waldo?
Fucking
Tiffany.
Yeah, the shoes. But we're here.
Jesus.
So where do you want to start?
I guess I'm congratulating Rice-A-Roni. He got the San Francisco
job. Yeah, he did. I'm not too much feeling the Eminem goatee, but
you paid so much more attention to like detail than I do. It is
remarkable. He got the Eminem shit going on.
I'm looking at Eminem's face and I literally cannot see facial hair. Where is this facial hair?
He's had this fucking the shadow shit for like ever. It's hella weird though.
Okay.
He definitely like he drive a fucking white van up and down the street for 8 hours.
I have so many questions. What's in the van? Like
people.
Oh no.
Yeah, he
So Lawrence gets the job.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to start the episode because like they're clearly like very much vibing, very much like I don't want to say like getting comfortable because I feel like with them comfortable meant that was the demise, if that makes any sense.
It just seems like in this
why you sigh this, like the show relationship.
It just seems like because they were these last two episodes they've been so good that you just knew the shit was coming, it was gonna crumble down. Like I was so happy to see them back together. But it was too fucking good. Even like, you know, when she was congratulating him, like, you know, you congratulate Tory fucking, you know, they were just so happy. And I was mm-hmm. like, yeah.
Like, and they were having a conversation of like, she would, maybe she would move eventually.
Yeah, man, there. she would move. And I was pretty shocked at that. I didn't think she would move because she has so much going on in LA, but I was pretty shocked.
I mean, it's all very wobbly. Like, she really don't have a job. Like, let's be real.
But yeah.
Like, it's think of like the nigga that started Coachella the first year. Yeah. Like,
what's that meme with the
he was hella homeless,
what's that meme
probably.
with the nigga with the fish and shit and like too slow. It's like that's
you gotta be that, quicker than that.
Yeah, that's how this felt, man. It's damn, man.
So yeah, so
yeah, this episode hurt, man. It hurt, man.
I feel like this is your relationship and I need you to relax.
This shit hurt, man. It hurt.
Okay. So so everything looks like it's going great. Like Issa is at a point in her life where she realizes that Lawrence is who she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that means, so if I mean, because think about it. You said you don't know if you didn't think she was going to move or not. But think about it. Like, what was the thing that she hated about him? Him being stagnant.
Yeah.
Like, him not, like, going after the things that he wanted. Like, why would she not be behind that? It's finally is Lawrence the way I want him.
Mm.
Absolutely, I'm following him. I don't have a job. I can just do these things in San Francisco. Yeah.
I just, because she was so close to, like, taking over with the shit that she was doing, I didn't know that she would, like, just drop all of that shit.
But, again, she doesn't really have an actual job. She could literally just do this shit somewhere else. She could just go to San Francisco and gather all the black people up there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Are there a lot of black people in San Francisco?
I say gather. Probably not. Yeah.
Gather, like, fucking pull it's them like all a up basket. With a fishnet.
It's a basket full.
Yeah, man.
It's a tarp full.
This shit hurt, man.
So, yeah. So, that's where we are. And then, so we see that relationship to jump over to the dark side. Molly and Andrew, they cannot get right. They just can't.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's been really bad since the brother came along. They never really resolved it. The conversation that they have later makes me pose a question, and I'll just ask you now.
Yeah.
Do you think that Molly don't really want to not be with a black person? I just used so many negatives.
I think, yeah.
I promise I went to school.
I think Molly just don't want to be alone, but she don't know how to be in a relationship.
I mean, yes, because she's never gotten this far, but I really, like, I really encourage people to, like, really ask, like, I don't know if Molly's equipped to be with somebody who's not black.
Yeah, but you gotta.
Because look, she hasn't let, like, you have, if you're going to be with somebody that's not your race, you have got to come to, you can't just drag on, I don't like your brother for the rest of my rest of your life. You got to come to some kind of fucking, he didn't call you a fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't, like, she wasn't ever going to let that issue resolve itself or be resolved.
I think historically, and I'm just speaking from a place of ignorance, because I've only been around, like, Asian families in movies. So,
I'll try to help with this. Go ahead.
They seem a little bit more family oriented, and that's really historically, our families are known to be in, like, shambles majority of the time.
I can understand that.
And so when it came to, maybe she didn't understand, like, I don't care. Maybe she didn't understand that he didn't care about their relationship. Speaking on him and his brother,
Molly and her.
I don't care about you two clashing, but you two have to learn how to get along because that's my brother and you my woman. And I don't think she really understood that.
Because top of the fact of her not, I feel like she was going to hold on to this racial thing she doesn't know how to let it go. So on top of her not really understanding, because we don't really see a lot. I mean, we did see Molly's family and we see that she let something that didn't have shit to do with her like affect.
But
like,
historically, like.
I hear you.
If my brother was to, like, not disrespect my woman, but come at
it. You would just decide.
I would be like, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, what? Nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and generally with them, it's not like that. It's just like, we'll have a conversation about it.
Give my man his receipt, man. He didn't check all the way out, bro.
He's pretty much done, for sure. Yeah. Like, he's just really tired of her bullshit. And then, so, it was last week with the basketball game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She decided not to go.
And I think that that was a point that was...
The straw that broke the camel.
Yeah, right. Because when we go back to look at their relationship and how it has progressed, it's a lot of him sacrificing stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of him doing shit she want to do because she got the time right now and whatever. And then the one time where he's asking, and hopefully I'm assuming using this situation to rectify the relationship between them. And she just completely, she didn't give it a second thought.
Yeah.
And then not only did she not give a second thought, she didn't even have the courtesy to like, I don't even know. I was going to say, not
she didn't
tell
take anyone else's. She didn't take anyone else's feelings into consideration.
It was like, she kind of brushed it off like it's a fucking basketball game. So go to the basketball game with your brother.
Yeah, this
but
is
he
it.
Never said, go to the fucking shit with Issa. He never said that to her. Like, Molly.
Yeah, you can't. Hey, man, you can't handle an Asian. You definitely can't handle a black man, baby.
What was that LL Cool J-esque like? Yeah, but, I mean, she's... Historically, from what we could see, she has never gotten this far.
No.
So she literally doesn't know what to do with it at all.
That's true.
To the point where it's literally slipping.
A lot of us don't. We want something so bad and then we get it, we don't know how to handle it.
But you have to be open to understanding how to.
Yeah. And I felt his pain too, like, mm-hmm. you know, even though I've never been in a scenario where I'm at like a I think I have. I've been at an office party, like a girlfriend's office party, mm-hmm. and I wanted no parts of it.
Yeah.
Get me the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. And I went to my ex-wife. Like, I went to her office party in Tim's. That's how fucking, that's how bad I didn't want to be there. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Everybody else in dress clothes and shit. Like, I got a fucking... Pro Club and Tim's on.
It's a protest. Power to them niggas.
Hey, man, look. What's up?
So, anyway. Okay. So, we go fast forward to catch up to see what...
Oh, my God. This nigga, man.
See what Nathan up to.
Yeah.
Nathan got him his own fucking barbershop and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doing big things, though. You know? He fucking had that fucking crisis with his life. Went to wherever the fuck he ran off to. Came back. Beat the Uber charge.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, man. This leaves the door open. Later on in the episode, leaves the door open for Nathan to stay in the picture. And I'm not talking about just on a friendly level.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's trash.
But man. Can I ask why you're blaming it on Nathan? It ain't Nathan's fault.
That nigga's the crutch. She would have less crutch. Options if he was there, if he wasn't there.
Crutch.
Bitch ass nigga. Told y'all about that shoulder. That shoulder to lean on.
The shoulder lean.
Turns into dick at night, man.
That sounds
it's
like
fucked up in these
that
streets.
That sounds like an adult channel.
It's fucked up in these streets, man.
So listen, so
toe-ass but name,
so
man.
Pre dick at night, yeah. Nathan has his own shop now, and he's got like this backspace. I guess Issa was trying, she's looking for a venue.
Yeah.
And it's tiny as fuck. Was it just me? And I'm like, what kind of thing is she trying to host thing in here?
What the fuck?
I know it's like a soup kitchen, I understand.
Yeah. I also felt like not just like I felt at that point like you crossing boundaries.
Why? Because but can I just say that also while you have a point, she did make it very clear in the situation that it was business.
That don't matter.
It don't matter.
Nope.
So then is this the same thing like Issa and the Molly situation? Where you have to keep things separate?
No, but if I was once in a position where I was having sex with the both of you. And then
not at the same time,
but both of y'all.
I have had
both of y'all done dug in me.
Okay.
And then I decide this is who I'm gonna be with.
Okay. Out of the two. Okay.
This is who I'm gonna be with.
Okay.
You can't just automatically assume
that the other person's on the same page.
That this other person is just gonna be friendly. Y'all just gonna be on a business level now. Fuck no. Come on, man. That's a recipe for disaster. And I think he finna slide in. And
you slide up on your nights like this? Yeah, man, it's so late. Said, man, I'm singing way
I
too much.
I fucked him, man. I hate them fucking shoulder to lean on, bitch ass niggas.
You sound personally affected, and I cannot.
Like, we, man, we like, fellas, on. Man, for real, man, if a lady ever hit y'all up for, like...
What is happening? I feel like I'm not lady, in the room no more.
If a lady ever hit y'all up for, like, advice and shit, man, you hang up on her, man. Don't be that nigga, man.
What the fuck?
Don't be that nigga, man. I hate the bitch ass
niggas. I'm just going to let you finish. I'm going to head out.
I don't, man, I hate them Montel Jordan ass niggas.
Wait,
man.
What did Montel Jordan do?
Shit, all that advice and shit. They don't get no... Man, let her talk to her homegirls, man. Y'all don't give these chicks no advice. Because it ain't be like bitch-ass advice,
same
too.
Same to these niggas, then.
And it be, because it be bitch-ass advice. Like,
what is bitch-ass advice? Because
you're better than that. You know you're worth more. It be bitch-ass advice
said,
like that. Like,
you said that so well.
You can just, like, turn, like, nigga, we can see your shoulder turning into a penis, bro.
The visual.
Like, seriously. So then when I fuck up, I'm the man, and I fuck up, he come.
You slide that right shoulder right in. Right into that pussy.
No lube, no nothing. Just fucked up, man. It's fucked up shit.
We're going to talk about why this is such a strong topic for you one
day. No, I'm come on. Let's go.
It's my turn to laugh loudly in the background. Okay, so they have this conversation, and Issa's like, this is a great spot. I really think I want to use it, but I also want to make sure that you understand that this is just business. He's like,
yeah, I get it.
Right? That's what he said. He was like, for sure. Mm-hmm. I understand. And he apologized.
Yeah, right. It's more so, AKA, I'll do whatever I have to do to keep you in my life.
Spence got his arms crossed.
Yeah, it's AKA, man.
I'm so dead.
Yeah, that's, I'll do whatever I need to do
his
to keep you
language,
in my life.
His body language is so.
In Spanish. This shit, hey, man. Hey, this episode brought back like some horrible fucking memories. And shit.
I see that, like, and like, I feel like I should just like let you just have at it, and just I should turn one of these lights off and just really let you just.
Hey, man,
we're gonna talk about it one day, but we gotta get through this one. So, anyway, so that's it, right? So yeah. So it looks like that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And then we go back to Molly and Andrew again, yeah, right?
Is this when they got back to, they got back from the party and shit, you know?
Oh, okay. So another thing that she forced him to go to, a work thing. Yeah. And he's playing along, playing her little games with her coworkers in the crowd and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes over and says, hey, there's something happening at somewhere else. Are you going? Yeah. And Molly's like, absolutely. And Andrew's like, nah, I'm good, bro. And so they kind of look at each other. And anyway, Molly ends up pressuring pretty much him to continue his evening with her and her work friends.
When he really wasn't.
He clearly did not want to do that shit.
She did not read the room well.
She also didn't remember the last fucking conversation they had.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing. Like, they literally just had a conversation about how he felt about him finally wanting her to do something, and she didn't want to do it.
And old boy knew it, like, when one of the lawyers.
Oh, right. Cause
he knew it, like, nigga, you don't want to be here, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Like, nigga, I don't want to be here either. That's why he's going somewhere else.
That's why he had Tim's on.
No bullshit.
So, whatever. So then that happens, and then the whole time, Kelly is, like, calling.
Yeah, blowing up.
Calling. And then we go to find everybody at Tiffany's house, right?
Yep.
Tiffany's missing. And when I said, first of all, when Kelly started blowing them up, I was like,
you see
Tiffany
the role they got
out.
My girl in, man.
Search and rescue?
Man, it's
and she gave you a couple jokes. I thought she was going
to
be satisfied.
You hate to see it. What jokes?
Nigga, what you want me to get the fucking script out?
Yeah,
because
you didn't know it either. I was like, man, they got my girl out
first
here.
First of all.
Sad, bro.
I watched this like hella days ago. I don't remember exactly the jokes.
I just watched it today, but there wasn't that good to remember.
I was like,
and then her hair and shit, like they fucking.
Why are you? I literally don't even be remembering these details. Bugging me.
But you know them sculptures the girls have when they go to prom.
Oh, like BAPS.
Yeah, it looked like she like walked in a sauna with a sculpture, and then just the heat like melted it. Like it just, I don't know, man. That shit is fucked up, man. It's fucked up right here, man. Pray for Kelly.
I feel like you was going hard on her because you don't like the character.
I don't like it because they like turned her into like fucking T.D. Jakes.
Not T.D. Jakes.
Madea and shit, man.
Not Madea. Like don't say another name. Like, bro. Cause I feel like it's gonna
why she going next season, she going to have like hella fucking deep ass quotables and shit.
She had growth. Remember that?
Man, fuck out of here.
That was like a.
We need some toxicity.
Okay. Well, then maybe you should try out for the show.
Hey, man. Real nigga, man.
So, anyway.
They need some city boys on there, baby.
Not city boys. Real ass.
Give a fuck about her. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so fucking Tiffany is gone. And up, we also. then we realize, okay. I see you, city boy. Anyway, so. Everybody's at Tiffany's. Yeah. This is the first time that Issa and Molly are around each other again.
Awkward reunion.
Super awkward. And they're searching all over the fucking place for her. Yeah. Like, it's basically like a fucking scavenger. Like, where would Tiffany, if I was Tiffany, where would I be right now? Then there's like this fucking police scene.
Wrong time for a police scene.
I don't know if it was the wrong time. I just felt, I don't know.
It was the wrong time. They could have edited, they probably could edit that out.
Okay. Man, I mean,
ain't nobody trying to see no police right now. Then he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get my mace. Hold on." No,
he wasn't. It didn't feel like.
No.
It didn't feel accurate for the time.
Fuck no. They'd have been on the ground, handcuffs and shit.
Yeah. Right.
Then they got the fucking white dude, like my inner black woman. Get your bitch ass.
White gay guys think that, and I don't understand why.
I've never ever been around a white gay guy, so I would not know.
I know a few, but like they think that.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah, that ain't like disrespectful.
A little.
Yes.
A little.
It's awkward. I don't know. I didn't even know. But they could have edited. They probably could have edited the police scene out.
Okay.
I get it. You know. When you talking about someone's work, why they wouldn't? You know, this is my vision. This is my baby, but wrong time.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if I felt like that. I mean, it was just like, okay. Yeah. I felt like, I mean, I didn't want it to be accurate. Like, yeah. Like, so I don't know. I don't know how I felt about it, but I didn't feel a way.
No. Not today. Everybody, go home.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That part was kind of corny, but I felt it.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
He didn't want to get in trouble. Okay, so Smith don't like the police scene. Anyway, so we fucking finally find her.
Yeah. First, before we get into that,
yeah.
What exactly, because I'm coming in here, I didn't want to, you know what I mean? I'm on my J. Cole shit right now. I'm not Googling anything. Yeah. I'm not reading this shit, right? What just exactly
teach me, young queen.
No bullshit. What exactly is postpartum depression?
Like, what exactly? You should have told me this. I'd have, like, actually pulled something up.
You don't even fucking know.
Because I ain't never had that shit. I mean, it's just the best way I could describe it to in ways that it's been explained to me in somebody's situation is that it's just a fucking detachment, like from the whole situation. Like
the baby, too?
Specifically the baby.
Oh, shit.
Oh, like, so
oh, that's deadbeat dad syndrome.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
That's kind of what
like,
it is.
But I mean, the deadbeat dad just probably, he just like don't want to spend his money. Like where like a woman with postpartum, like it, like the sound of the baby's voice might like bother her. Like,
wow.
Like things that would normally like warm your heart and like make your fucking milk like happen in your titties and shit. Like,
oh shit.
Like that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
like they don't feel that like the fucking attachment. Like, they're just super detached from the whole experience of motherhood at that point.
Oh, that's wild.
Like, that's the best way I can explain it from somebody describing it to me.
Oh, that's... Damn. Yeah, that's...
Like, all of the things that you know, like when the baby gets up in every 2 hours and cries, like, a mother with postpartum may not hear that shit.
Yeah, that's wild. That sounds like some shit, like, white women get.
It's not just white women. I promise.
Damn. Yeah, I ain't never experienced it. So, I mean, I don't think I've ever even known anyone to, like, go through some shit like that. That's wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Damn. It's somebody I know right now going through it and losing her mind. And don't nobody want to recognize that that's what it is. They're just letting her out here, just letting her out in the streets of Las Vegas just do the fucking most.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Does it, like, go away?
Studies have shown, from what I've read, that it can happen. It can last up until like the third year of the kid's life.
Jesus Christ! But three?
Mm-hmm. So
damn.
I mean, also he just sprung this on me, so I'm just like thinking like off the top of my head of things that I know about this because somebody I know had it.
Jesus Christ!
But yeah, like it can happen. I don't and like. There's, like, therapy, but, like, really, like, I don't really know that there's, like, a fucking cure for it. Like, it's...
Wow.
I don't really know if it's, like, boils down to be, like, a chemical that's imbalance or whatever.
I gotta look more into that. Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy.
That's wild.
So, we find her. And go ahead, because you watched this episode more recently than I did. I don't remember the conversation. But he just was like...
Baby.
Okay. Oh, I want to leave. Baby.
It's me.
Who is it?
It's me.
Baby, what's going on?
Can you just tell the people what the conversation was about?
He's like, what's going on? Oh man.
Oh God.
I don't know. The shit I find humor in is fucked up, man.
Really? Cause like I'm sitting here like, did he say it like that? But yeah. So blah blah blah, guys. Everything's like,
you can't
okay.
Even hear that shit through the door. Right
they found her. Baby. She know her man's raspy
like,
voice.
What the fuck?
She knows her man's voice.
Baby,
it's me.
Like, nigga,
it's your boy. So anyway,
this ain't no song.
Anyway, did they leave her there?
I don't know. They didn't dive into that.
They
hugged and then that was the end of that scene.
Yeah, Tiffany's okay, y'all. I mean, well, she's not okay, but they knew where she is.
Yeah.
They found out where she was, and they probably want to figure out. She'll be better next season. It'll be enough time.
Yeah.
So anyway. That sounded
They even got the girl. They even had her, like, riding a bus and shit. That's wild.
Yeah, like, super just, like to be gone.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. All right, so... Blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. So we're back at Molly and fucking Andrew.
Yep.
This is the part of, so like pretty much this whole episode, like this conversation has been building up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so now here we are.
Yeah.
And they're still having a conversation about
his. Basically, the way I looked at this situation is you. Back me into a corner if I don't want to talk. Like, I'm telling you, like, he basically hinted to her, like, I know you've been through a lot, you know, we'll do this some other time.
Mm-hmm.
But you forcing me to talk.
This is the second time this episode that he has been forced into some shit.
So now I'm going to give you
what you want.
The raw truth, and I might sprinkle a little asshole on it.
I didn't hear the asshole part.
Nah. Maybe. I don't know. Nah. When he asked her, what are you fighting for? That was like a punch in the gut.
Was it? Or is that a fucking valid question?
I mean, it's the truth, but damn, I think you kind of probably could have. held on to that. But at this point now, I'm trying to hurt you.
I don't know that I felt fucking venom in the question. I just feel like, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a Gemini and I just ask stuff and I don't really care how people feel about it. I mean, yeah. But like, all I heard was, tell me something so I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. That's all I heard. Tell me something so that what I feel about you and the reason why I still want to fuck with you is valid.
Yeah. But as soon as he started off with, you know, we are not on the same page, that right there was, that means it's over in Spanish.
I love all the Spanish lessons you've been giving us.
Hey, look, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all going to learn these cold words, man. This cold language, baby. We are not on the same pages.
It depends, man, because if you're an adult, you just say you figure out how fucking far in chapters you are. Like, this is where I am. Mm-hmm. And I think that statement opened the door for her to really contemplate when he asked her, what are you fighting for? Mm. I don't, she has never gotten this fucking far, bro. Yeah. Like, so she doesn't have these answers.
But the fact that she couldn't answer.
Because she don't know what the fuck she's doing.
Yeah, that was revealing. And I think she just don't want to be lonely.
That's absolutely what it is. And Molly is Miss One Up. Like, she wants to look like she's doing better than the rest of y'all. Yeah. I can't look like I'm doing better than Tiffany. But at least if I have a man, I'm doing better than the rest of y'all.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
That's a great point. Okay. I see you.
So, that's all. So, I didn't take that Andrew was being rude to her. I took it as Andrew not wanting to waste his time anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, like, I'm constantly bending and flexing for you, but you can't give me that same respect. Mm. And now I'm looking at you, I'm sitting right next to you, and I'm asking if this is how it's going to be, then, like, what's the point? Like, what's the end game? Like, tell me what we're doing here.
Yeah.
She didn't have an answer. She, I mean, come on, and I'm talking about, like, the fucking, like, she's just so inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Like, and we go even back to, like, the food shit. Like, just basic stuff that, like, I feel like Molly, to me, moves like an only child.
Mm.
Like, and I don't know where that comes from. Like, I don't, because we saw her family. Like, I don't know. I don't get, like, she moves crazy.
I think she's
me.
So used to being better than everyone else, you know?
Okay. But
if I'm used to that, I don't want no one to see me below that level.
Nigga, if your house is raggedy on the outside, it doesn't matter what you do to the outside, to the inside.
Molly got, hey man, before we, Molly got ass, bro. I ain't know she
Molly got around. Body.
I ain't going that far. She got ass.
What does that mean? Oh, because she got to have titties to have body?
Yeah, she got pitbull titties. I don't like pitbull titties. Pregnant pitbull titties is nasty. Shout out to everybody that's listening. They got a little titty.
Okay.
I'm not titty shaming.
Or all titties, because, like, all titties matter.
A little bit.
A little bit. Anyway.
Pitbull titties is just like a little hump and then a big nipple.
Put a hump in the back and shake.
Yeah. Those are gross.
Those are gross.
Yeah, those are gross.
Listen, that's what they have water bras for. And push-up bras.
No, nah, man, don't fucking titty catfish me. Don't titty fish me.
Titties, guys.
Please don't. But she got ass, though. Shout out to Molly for that.
She does. Okay, so Molly doesn't have an answer. We don't know what's happening with them.
You notice in this film, everybody tried to cry and couldn't? Like, everybody had that scene. Like, everybody had, like, they fucking... What's the fucker Kerry Washington scene? And could no one get it out?
Niggas is blinking hard as fuck.
Knowing fucking Andrew, fucking Molly, fucking Issa, fucking Lauren. Like, no one. Even goddamn fucking, what's the nigga name? Derek and Tiffany.
Yeah.
Like, no one could fucking cry.
You be
if y'all don't put some eye drops in y'all shits and get it out, like, what the fuck, man? I'm just saying that.
You be noticing terrible the acting. Smallest details and stuff. That
terrible acting.
Makes me so happy.
Fucking terrible acting.
So, all like around.
Sniff a fucking sniff a fucking onion or something, dude. Y'all can do something. Niggas are squinting the fuck out them eyes. Couldn't get that shit out, man.
So we come to the like the part. Yeah, Spence.
This shit right here hurt, bro.
This shit right here?
This shit right here hurt.
Did Lawrence cry?
He has this. Hell no, he can get that shit out either.
Okay. He gets the award though for the most watery. He had the most watery eyes.
Yeah, he had the allergy eyes. Watery with no tears.
That I can't find my Benadryl.
Watery, no tears.
So he comes in, super watery eyes.
Yeah.
And what state is Issa in right now?
And she's happy.
Yeah. Since he's sitting, yeah. Like, just excited to hear whatever the news is about whatever. Maybe, like, updates on what's happening in San Francisco. Yeah. And he's looking pitiful.
Yeah, my name,
man. And y'all know why he looked pitiful. We said it.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. And so they flash back to that. Was it a Wednesday?
Yeah, shit, I don't know.
To that Wednesday meeting. Because she couldn't wait. And she is at Lawrence's house, and she is telling him that she is pregnant.
Damn. It's going to be all right, money.
And she keeping it.
Yep. And I shout out to Lawrence, man. He gave her all like the legit questions, like
why,
why, like is it mine?
Right.
Are you keeping it?
Right.
Those
why?
Like, those are, yeah, those are the top three for the show. Yeah, and then you act yeah, why again? And then are you keeping it?
What you say? Yeah, why?
You gotta ask her like, are you keeping it at least 6-7 times before you be like, damn, she gonna keep it?
Because it's like maybe she don't know what I'm talking about.
Hey man, hey look, even if she say yes, a different yes is like a no to me. Like
she go from yes to yeah?
Yeah, that's
if you ask her three more times.
Hey man, the closer to no, she give me any hope.
So then. Condola says to him.
And see, and then before you even go on, man, see, this is why Lauren should have picked up the phone.
When?
When she was.
Oh, when she was texting?
Yeah. Because I think these episodes are a month apart.
I don't know why right? You keep saying that. I literally don't know.
Like, I think they're a month apart, but, you know, if they were a month apart,
okay,
the abortion would have been only like 248 back then.
For the half season.
I think a legit abortion is like 248 or something like that.
That's such a specific number. I don't know who you asking in the room.
I think it's like 248. hey, look, nigga. Nigga, I just sat down a few times.
We grown.
Yeah,
anyway.
What the fuck?
So,
I think it was like 248, so now it apparently been like 3, like 60 something.
Look at you with the pay scale.
Hey, man.
So, yeah, okay. So, yes, maybe he could have picked up the phone, and then obviously Issa wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
But she is. And so when Condola said, you can be involved as much as you want or as much as you would like or whatever the words were.
Either way, I'm good.
Yeah, either way, I'm good. That means she about to be the worst baby mama.
You about to be a daddy in Spanish.
Papi.
Clear Spanish.
Papa.
Yes, a rap.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I know a few girls that say that and don't really mean
gonna
that.
Be, it's going to be hell. That
she about to be real.
You might as well attach a fucking a bomb to that baby, because that baby is her weapon for real.
Well, I think we're about to see why she might be divorced. Sure.
Yeah, it's gonna get ugly.
Yeah, it's about to get ugly. It's gonna be interesting. And
right now, Issa is just collateral damage,
and she is fucking hurt.
Yeah,
she's hurt.
You know, but a shout out again, man. Shout out to Lawrence, man. You know, at least he was straight up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I think they are going to stay together, though. She can't. You can't.
So does that mean he
you
not?
You can't judge a person off of what you were doing.
Why you not with me?
Yeah, because if that's the case, then you had a close call too with the TSA nigga. You had to take the plan B, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, both of y'all were doing y'all own things. You just happened to luck up, and you know he just fucked up. But you can't judge him off of that. You know, you were saying before. Earlier in the episode, like, if we really want to make this work, we really going to make this work. Mm-hmm. It'll work. Mm-hmm. So now that y'all got an obstacle, a huge fucking obstacle, now it seems like you may not be able to handle it. And I'm not saying the way she feeling is wrong.
No.
But, you know, hey, man.
Because he could have probably made sure that door was closed.
I mean,
there's been a couple times where Issa has even like been like, "Are you sure you're done?"
I mean, I think he was done, but you can't. I mean, what do you say? Like,
then he shouldn't have been avoiding whatever conversation they was having. So then you're right. So he should have probably answered that fucking phone call
shit out the way now. But yeah. God damn, man.
Because now you put her in a weird position because she's super into it. She's super involved and ready to fucking pick up her life with you. And now. Mm-hmm. So does that mean he's not going to San Francisco?
Oh, fuck no. That shit's out.
She's not letting
it's
me.
A wrap. Next season going to be mad.
Child support.
It's going to be, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty bad. And I think that Issa and Condola are not going to like each other so much. And I don't know. So the episode ends.
Yeah.
With Molly and Issa sitting at that same very. Okay. So remember that Ethiopian spot?
Yeah.
It's two doors. You see it?
Okay.
There's a bar door.
There was a bar.
Remember we were saying how weird it looks?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And on the one side, it was a bar. And on the other side, it's the restaurant. So they're sitting in the restaurant across from each other having a conversation. We can't hear the dialogue, but we know what they fucking talking about.
But I looked at it a little differently this time around.
Okay.
I
think the conversation with them?
I think they've both done a lot of living. And throughout this episode, they've done a lot of living. Definitely they've aged some. A lot of self-reflection. So I think the responses to what each of them are going through was going to be a little different. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the old Molly would have been like, when she would have heard, you know, Lawrence got Condola pregnant, it would be, "Bitch, you gotta leave him alone." That type of shit. And I think, you know, Issa can probably be the voice of reason for her and for, you know, Molly and Andrew.
Mm-hmm. I think that what I saw was that they realized that they don't.
They're both fucking. They met up like because they literally don't have no one else to turn to. They're lonely.
Yeah. Yep. I'd like to just kind of throw just a tidbit out there. Are you noticing that, like, to me, it seems like they can't be friends if they both doing okay?
That's an interesting point.
I'm just saying.
That's an interesting point.
I don't want to say trauma, but I think that they feed
trauma
off
besties.
They feed off of each other's downfalls. So.
Damn.
I don't know, but that's it. We gotta wait probably like 3 years for 5 episodes.
Well, it was like, hey, my nigga. Yeah, this was basically a fucking 4 episodes split.
Yeah.
Into 10.
Yeah, cause like
slice that shit Subway style, baby.
Episode 10 specifically was a recap of things that we knew when they were just confirming. So.
Yeah.
So that's it, guys. This was really fun.
Yeah, we'll see y'all in 3 years.
Right. All right, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Peace out.